I guess everybody should maybe shake their arms out just to get
Boom.
I guess this, what I wanted to say, I'm going to make it as, hopefully as concise as possible. This is more of a thank you to Dittmar. He's not going to be here next semester. So I guess this is, and I'm going to try not be emotional like I always am. So I guess I wanted to go through the three life lessons since Dittmar, and I kind of thought of them and just wrote them down as quick points, and I'll kind of, I guess, go over them. The first one I wrote down is, life is never as simple and good as when you're eating at a shared table among friends, and food is central to life. And I guess, I was like, I've been watching too much Brené Brown lately, because now I'm like, the power of vulnerability, and I want to be really vulnerable and share with this class, because it's been such a meaningful part of the semester. And I guess I want to say the journey that I've come since before, because when I think about my spiritual journey, I guess the most painful parts of them can't be divorced from that, and they're an integral part of the story about food for me. When I think about 3 years ago in December of 2010, and I think back to my Christmas dinner, I was actually experiencing disordered eating. So when I ate my Christmas dinner, the first thing I thought of is, like, I need to not have this, and how much hatred I had for this meal that my family had prepared. And that's where I was 3 years ago. And when I think about tonight, and how much it was about the food, and it was what brought us together, but it was really about the love that was in the room, that everybody had to prepare it. And I think without somebody like Dittmar to really articulate how integral food is in sharing love and compassion among people, I can't help but think that's probably going to be something that I have for the rest of my life, of remembering that journey of absolute anxiety about food and the food that was lovingly prepared for Christmas dinner, and how I completely rejected it. And now here I am, and being like, everything is so exciting. Every single plate that was here, I was just like, yes, this is the best day ever. And that's where I am now. So thank you, number one. The second thing that I guess is part Dittmar, part Wendell Berry, is that everything is connected, and dualism is the root of all that's negative. And I guess that it was a central theme in this class, the dualism between humanity and creation. And I never realized that even in my own self, of my strive to be healthy and eat healthy food and exercise as much as I possibly could, that I wasn't healthy because I harbored so much hatred. And I never pieced that together until I've begun this journey either. And I think a lot of people can probably share that, even if it's not hatred, it's guilt or frustration or anger or any of those negative emotions, is that you can't really be a healthy whole person when you harbor that. And so thank you, number two. And I guess number three, this will be hopefully quick, that we all have gifts to give, even myself, because I've struggled with that in the past. And I kind of was having a conversation with Raj when Raj found out that Dittmar had taken voluntary severance. And I was like, who is going to be the cheerleader of every student at Augustana? Because as soon as I met Dittmar and took spirituality and globalization, I felt like he's been my cheerleader. And like, I think so many students feel like that, where you don't recognize the gifts that you have until somebody articulates them for you. And even when I think back, before I like about sewing, and how I did a presentation on sewing in a class today, because Dittmar said, oh, Liam makes her own clothes and all these things. But I never thought of that as a gift. I always was like, anybody can do this, they just haven't learned how yet. And I just completely negated it and was like, that's not anything. Like, I can't. Like, I don't even know why anybody would want, like, or admire me for that, because that's how deeply I didn't recognize any gifts that I had. And now, when I think about all the times that I walked into the room of Spirit of the Land, it was like, there's just this beautiful atmosphere of love, and that everybody had something to bring. And that every time I walked in, somebody wanted to talk to me. Everybody, you know, everybody wants to talk to each other, because that's them affirming the gifts that everybody had. When somebody willingly comes up to you and asks you questions or asks you about your day, that's affirming that you're present. And I think that's something that we all, like, that we also have to thank Dittmar for. I know that was something that was integral in the last 3 years or 2 years that I've spent a lot of time around him, is him constantly reminding me of the gifts that I had to offer. So I think, and I've told a few people when I talk about going to Columbia in May, I've kind of said, yeah, like, I don't know how I feel about it. And I kind of think, like, on one hand, I'm like, oh, I should go because I want to learn Spanish and all of these things. But at the same time, it gives me so much sadness to feel like because I won't have my job at Learning and Beyond when I get back. And it makes me so sad, but I realize it's because I've become a part of such a beautiful community in Camrose that I don't want to leave it yet. And that also has a lot to do with the classes I've been able to participate in through Dittmar and the community that he has surrounding him. So that's also bittersweet. So thank you for that as well. And that's all I have.